Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to look at a prophetic picture, you might say, of what we're experiencing today in a broader culture, in the battles, the cultural, political, civil, social battles, spiritual battles that we're engaged in these challenging times. It's helpful to see, try to do the best we can to hear the Lord and hear what word is coming to us, to read the signs of the times and discern what the Spirit is saying to the church through significant leaders in the church, prophetic voices within the church. You know, Scripture is very clear about how to sort of posture ourselves in relationship to prophecy. It says, do not despise prophecy, as St. Paul tells us, but test everything and cling to what is good. So some of what I'm going to share with you today is a prophetic perspective. Some of it's the teaching of the church. Some of it's the reflection by different saints within it. Some of it's God's word itself. We're in the season of Lent. It's a penitential season, which means it's a season of deep repentance. Repentance simply means to change direction in our life. That is, what areas of my life, your life, what areas of the church as a whole are we consciously bringing before the Lord? Are we repenting of? Are we saying, Lord, here's where I failed. Here's where I really need help, Lord. Here's where, Lord, I need to ask forgiveness. And I please ask you, Lord, I do want to change. Help me to change. And help me to change the direction that I'm moving in relationship to this or that reality in my life. You know, there's lots of good stuff, by the way, on the internet that will give us good Catholic websites where you can find all kinds of things about various kinds of sin, their nature, what is it, how it works on us, and wisdom to get free of it. I just want to share with you today a little bit broader picture of the prophetic perspective and the battle. One of the things that we're going to see in this season is passages from the Old Testament and passages from the New Testament that essentially have a prophetic perspective, and that we stand in the long tradition, beginning with the people of Israel, who heard God, where God began to forge a people, and he sent prophets to them. And because we see in Israel, in Israel's journey, something of ourselves, the same patterns, the same temptations, the same struggles in this fallen world are present. We can see how God at different times dealt with those sins and the rebellious presence that was there in his people. And so we have that happening today. Thinking now to Monday, if you had a chance to tune into the program, Tuesday, when I talked about Psalm 2, the prophetic reality of how the kings of the earth are setting themselves against the Lord and his anointed, pushing forth aggressively an anti-Christian worldview, habit patterns, definitions of what it means to be human, and pressuring people to bend the knee and to conform to it. And lots of people in this moment of testing are doing exactly that. The world is redefining what love is. It's redefining what's important, and it's ignoring the commandments of God. That's not a surprise, although I suppose every generation that does that considers it's kind of a surprise because they, like others, just think we're smarter, we're wiser than those who've gone before us. We're more enlightened. We're more compassionate. We're more loving and all that. It's a deep, deep deception of what's going on. And then we end up missing. We're blinded to the reality of our own sin. So here's a passage from Joel, the prophet Joel, that will appear at different times during Lent. I just want to read a few signs of it. It says, Psalm 2, verse 1, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness, there is a spread upon mountains and a great and powerful people. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them through the years of all generations. And sometimes, friends, when we hear the prophets, I just feel like, well, I just don't want to hear that. It's kind of bad news. It's kind of heavy. I don't want that in my life. And that's understandable, but it's a mistake. And others say, well, that's Old Testament. That's not New Testament. Well, guess what? The apostles quoted these kinds of psalms. Psalm 2 is quoted on Acts 2, the day of Pentecost. Verse 15 in the same chapter goes like this. So their blowing of the trumpet means to call an assembly. To call, it's either a preparation for battle, a battle cry, or it's a calling people to an assembly, to gather around, to be before God. Verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion and sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare thy people, O Lord, and make not thy heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? God is a jealous God and God is a just God. And one of the things the church helps us see and understand that God is a just God, and his justice and how he exercises and his judgments are good because he's merciful. And sometimes his people stray and his people get seduced and we say yes to the world, the flesh, or the devil, like St. Francis told us yesterday. By the way, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, the other days, I encourage you to do it. I think they were very helpful for this season that we're in. The simplest way to get everything that we're doing in Renewal Ministries, videos, books, tapes, radio, is to simply download the Renewal Ministries app and put it on your phone or go to our website at renewalministries.net or download the Ave Maria app because some of our programming is here and easily accessible as well. So they're calling assembly because the sin, the people are gripped and they need to be purified. And the priests are crying out, Lord, may we not be a byword, and people forget you. People are forgetting you. Why? Because we're living like you don't exist. And that's partly what's going on in the world today around us, in the broader culture. People are forgetting God because many of the baptized have drifted away from God, and the light that comes from God begins to go dim. And so, thinking about the words of Psalm 2, thinking about this exhortation from Joel, the prophet, thinking about some of what the recent popes have said that we've talked about many times, Pope John Paul II saying, you know, we're entering now into the final confrontation between the gospel, the anti-gospel, the church, and the anti-church. All of God's people are called into this battle. It's a battle that lies within the plans of divine providence. And that this is a time in the history of the church, throughout the time before the Lord returns, the church is going to go through spiritual battle. In fact, she's going to ultimately be led into a final struggle, the Catechism tells us, against Satan, against the kingdom of darkness, when hearts will grow cold. There'll be hatred, father towards son, and all kinds of things will happen that Jesus talked about himself very clearly in the Gospels. There'll be false teachers. There'll be great deception that rises up. There'll be false religion that comes forward through the Antichrist and others to dazzle the people and to seduce them away from the pure and true gospel. That's partly what's happening today in the broader society. I've talked about the challenge the church is now facing with, again, the more aggressive push from this administration and globally to the church's battle to be a witness to protect life in every way that she possibly can, because the world is just blinded again. And it's operating, it's exercising its power under the dominion of darkness. We're shaken these days because of COVID, and we should be. It's difficult. 400,000 or more people have died as a result of it. That's very significant, and it's very sobering. And for many, it's a very, very frightening reality. But friends, we just live every day without even thinking about it. I mean, some of you who are listening to, but the world at large doesn't think much about it. Once again, in 2020, close to 1 million babies were killed. Human beings, little babies ripped from their mother's wombs. That happened. It's hardly like on anybody's radar. And the president comes in and the House Speaker. And the reason I'm saying this now is because they're self-professed Catholics. They say they're churchgoers. And they're using their power and their influence to push this across the nations. I mean, just this past year in 2020, globally, 43% of all deaths were abortions. 40 million abortions across the world. Oh, just another year, just another thing, you know, defending people's right to choose, people's right to have authority over their own body. This is an absolute staggering reality an abomination before God. Look, we're overwhelmed by the fact that 1.6 million people have died of COVID around the world. The whole world is shaken by it. People can't stop talking about it day and night. I'm not criticizing that. It's understandable. But look, 25, 30, 40 times that many children, innocent children, have been killed in the womb. And it's like, it's no news at all. And then, of course, the aggressive push to deconstruct the family, to redefine human sexuality. I mean, these things we have to keep talking about these things. People might not want to hear them at a certain point, and the whole gender dysphoria issue that's present in our culture, but we have to talk about it because it's being pushed forward again aggressively by the government on every level. It's going to come at us, whether it's in the military, whether it's in school systems, and businesses now are signing on left and right. And this stuff, human life, from conception to natural death, is totally sacred after death as well, right? If you pass on and live with God in heaven forever, human life is sacred. The killing of one innocent child is more significant than all the social media conversations throughout the entire globe, or the size of all these businesses and all the self-importance that there, even our local politics and things. All that's going to pass away. It's all going to pass away. What won't pass away are eternal creatures. That's why, even more significant than this world at large. And just thinking of Pope Benedict XVI, who said, as he read the signs of the times, he said, but the real threat today to the church, and thus to the ministry of St. Peter, that is the Pope, consists not in these things, but in the worldwide dictatorship of seemingly humanistic ideologies. And to contradict them constitutes the exclusion from the basic social consensus. He said 100 years ago, everyone would have thought it absurd to speak about homosexual marriage. Today, whoever opposes it is socially excommunicated. The same applies to abortion and the production of human beings in the laboratory, which is hardly ever talked about, but which is growing all the time. Modern society is in the process of formulating an anti-Christian creed, and resisting it is punishable by social excommunication. The fear of this spiritual power of the Antichrist is therefore only too natural, and it truly takes the prayers of a whole diocese and the universal church to resist it. We're in a great battle, he's saying. This is how he reads the signs of the times. Here's the prophetic understanding of what's unfolding and what's really at stake, and we can't be fooled by it. I might have mentioned, I think, a week or two ago, some dioceses have really gotten out in front of this. The Archdiocese of St. Louis, for example, Archbishop Carlson, who's now retired, wrote a document called Compassion and Challenge, Reflections on the Gender Ideology. Number two, the Diocese of Lansing, my own diocese here in Michigan, also wrote a really wonderful document and made a set of decisions about how they're going to approach this whole area. Now, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the bishops for doing that. And I'm proud of the diocese for doing that because it puts them right in the crosshairs with the culture. And that means we're going to get persecuted at some level. Now, the Lord is permitting this to happen, friends, because he's drawing a line in the sand, so to speak. Are you for me? Are you against me? All kinds of people are going to leave the church because its brand is taking such a hit in our time, and it's so out of step with the world, and the cost to follow Christ is going to be high. And here we are in Lent. This is the time, friends, to come square with the reality of what we're facing, and to say, Lord Jesus, prepare me to love you fully, to love my neighbor, and to walk in truth and to bear witness to you right to the end. Help me be not afraid for the sake of your glory. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.